before I get into some of the cool and fun new features of Windows 7, I have to complain about Apple's latest attack ads. Instead of trying to demonstrate why they believe their products are better, Apple is again attacking Microsoft, trying to make the PC and PC users seem uncool. Frankly, it's starting to reek of desperation. It displays Apple's insecurities about their paltry 3% of the market. It's getting old, Apple. Give it up. Use your marketing to convince us why we might want to choose your products, not to just attack.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Let's look at some of the features that make Windows 7 fun and or cool. There are a few nice features in the desktop graphical user interface, the GUI, that are an indication of where things are going. For example, the touch controls of devices like the iPhone are being ported to GUIs on PCs. Just like with Vista, you need good video to take advantage of all the cool graphics features of the Aero interface. Windows 7 requires a DirectX 9 graphics device with WDDM 1.0 or higher driver, but that's not hard to find. New machines should have that. I like to have 512 meg or more on my graphics cards. The first desktop GUI feature you'll probably notice is the retooled taskbar. You can see previews of what's in the taskbar items. So for example, you can see the exact Word doc that's open when you click on the taskbar icon for Word. But you can also have multiple instances of the app displayed. So if you have several Word docs open, you'll see the preview of all of them. And it's easy to pin and unpin things to the taskbar. Here's an aside. Speaking of multiple instances, there's a feature that's in IE 8, Internet Explorer 8. It was also in IE 7, but a lot of people still don't know about it or use it. When I show them, they're always impressed. In the taskbar in IE, look on the left for an icon that has four blocks in it. That's the Quick Tabs icon. It lets you see all your open browser windows on one page, and it's really useful. Okay, the Windows 7 taskbar also has something called Jump Lists that you'll find in the Start menu, and also if you right-click icons on the taskbar. Jump Lists do different things depending on the app they're associated with. They may show the most recently used documents in Word, for example, but the Jump List for Windows Media Player will offer different features relevant to media, music, and all that. Jump lists take you right to the documents, pictures, songs, or websites you turn to each day, but it's not just shortcuts to files and it's not just recently used documents. Sometimes a jump list will provide quick access to a setting or other properties. You have to play with them a while, but then you'll be hooked. Aero Peek is a new feature that turns open windows translucent so you can see through them and see what's behind them on the desktop. Again, you have to see it to appreciate it. Aero Shake is fun, and it's been getting a lot of oohs and ahs when I demo it. Do you ever need to cut through a cluttered desktop and quickly focus on a single window? Instead of going around and minimizing and closing windows, just click the window pane and give your mouse a shake. Every open window except that one instantly disappears. When you jiggle it again, all your windows come back to where they were. It's a lot of fun. Snap is another feature. That'll save you a lot of time if you're the type who likes to have windows lined up side by side for comparison. If you drag an open window to the edge of your screen, and depending on where you drag it, you can make it expand vertically, take up the entire screen, or appear side by side with another window. That's how I like to use it. I use it to quickly fill my screen with two identical windows side by side for comparison purposes. There are other little niceties in the GUI in Windows 7, like the gadgets that were introduced in Vista. There's more and better gadgets in Windows 7. You can place them anywhere you want on the screen. They don't have to be locked on the right-hand side. I actually like and use the calculator accessory. And with the onset of IPv6, that slick programmer's calculator is going to be helpful with all the hex stuff. Want a DVR? Well, if you put a cheap TV tuner in your PC, you can use Windows Media Center to work just like a DVR. It'll have play and pause and all that like a DVR. And then you can use the play to command to let you play your music or movies or TV shows on your living room speakers or big TV or wherever you want. So the play to command is fun. If you have kids, you'll like the new parental controls. It can set time limits for usage so they can only use the PC for X hours or whatever you tell it. They'll only allow games that are rated at the level you set to be played, so they're not playing things for older kids. It's got Windows 7 has faster access to USB devices. I like that. Windows Live Essential is available for free download. Some people complained about the free stuff included in Windows, so now it doesn't come bundled, but you can download what you want for free. Windows Live Essentials includes things like Photo Gallery, Movie Maker, Messenger for instant messaging, Live Writer for blogging, and other stuff. You can pick and choose what you want to download and install, and it's all free. But it's not bloating up your Windows. The most revolutionary part of the new GUI will only work if you have a touchscreen. These are coming down in price and being offered by more vendors. With a touchscreen display, you can use Windows Touch to flick through photos or page, zoom with two fingers, and all the other cool hand motion controls that you may use on your mobile device. Those are some of the main new GUI and fun features in Windows 7. In the next podcast, I'll talk about Windows 7 networking, both at home, work, and remotely. There's huge improvements in networking capabilities, ease of use of Windows 7, and it's well worth the upgrade price just for that. See you next time. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.